Hey folks, welcome to the Weight Loss Injection Revolution podcast. Got a cool episode with you today. Something a little bit different that's really going to help you either start your journey or get on your journey with somebody who actually coaches the med spas on how to keep you engaged as somebody who has made a commitment to weight loss. My guest is Justin Lesh. He's a fellow Cal State Fullerton Titan graduate like myself out of Arizona. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, man. I'm grateful for what you're doing.
Yeah, so tell us, you started you've been in the kind of the fitness space for a long time down in Southern California, then you moved out to Arizona, but your most recent endeavor was a marketing firm, which I think was originally called Grow Local Digital and recently was either sold or merged. Tell us about Patient Stream and that journey.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna go way back because I think this is important to your listeners. So, like you mentioned, I was from California, but see, I grew up with a mom who was overweight. And this ties into my entire journey and career because being a little kid, like I knew there was something different about my mom. My mom wouldn't go into the pool. My mom wouldn't, wouldn't go in a bathing suit. I can remember being like 7 years old and playing with Legos on the floor of a Fen-Phen clinic. And I'm talking like old Fen-Phen, not like Ventramine now. And my whole life, I heard my mom just say, if only I could be the skinny mom. And this is the 80s. So I'm doing cabbage soup diet with her. We're doing Suzanne Summers tapes. My mom's a single mom. And so it's just me and her. And I just thought that was normal. And when I was about 10 years old, my mom had like the first generation gastric bypass. I'm talking like they cut her sternum to stem. She was in the hospital for 2 days. It was like apparently one of the most dangerous procedures in the hospital for almost a decade because it was just so intensive. But she was willing to do anything it took to be skinny because if she could be skinny, she could be happy. And I just watched this journey and she lost weight, but she also lost her hair. And she, had to carry a colostomy bag around for a while. I'm not sure why that was in hindsight, but like it was brutal. And she lost about 100 pounds, but no one ever helped her do anything else. There was never any psychology at that point. They didn't have counselors. You just got cut up and go. And over the course of about 4 years, she gained all the weight back and then some. And I distinctly remember her coming home from her doctor's appointment where he didn't say this, but what she heard from her doctor is, "You are such a piece of crap. You ate your way out of a medical weight loss procedure." And that's when the depression got really bad. And most of you guys who are listening who have been through this, it happens is you gain weight, you eat more food because you feel terrible, and then you gain more weight, and it becomes this vicious cycle. When I was 21 years old, I lost my mom to her battle with depression and obesity.
Sorry about
And
that.
so it was a life-changing moment. Now, at that point, I had been at Cal State Fullerton, I've been doing sports performance. I was working with UFC fighters, traveling the country, feeling like a really cool person. And I realized I had this skill set that I could use to help people like my mom. And I was helping these athletes lose weight. I was helping them eat well. I was helping them with sports psychology and motivation. So I decided I'm going to change my career and I'm opening a gym. And the problem I had when I opened the gym was I didn't speak the language of the people like my mom that I wanted to help. I spoke in VO2 maxes. I spoke in Golgi tendons and all these things that didn't help the mom that just wanted to be fit and tone. And so I went on this journey of having to learn and shift my entire vocabulary and perspective when I started helping people. And once I could start speaking the language and understanding people and really getting them to under, like to see what we wanted to do, but from my mom's perspective, our businesses blew up. We had multiple locations in California. We moved out to Arizona, opened one up here. These are seven-figure businesses. And long story short, some life happened. I sold those, and I just kind of dabbled around, didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and started doing marketing. Got into the wellness space, and then when the Ozempic, thing really took off in the last 2 years, we were really good at weight loss marketing. We started helping with that. And the shift from there was we were Grow Local Digital. We had over 1,500 clinics in the last 2 years come and do marketing. But I started seeing a trend. And the trend was exactly what happened to me when I first shifted into my business was these doctors, these RNs, these med spas, they didn't know how to speak the language that people like my mom needed. And the other issue was just like the weight loss doctor that did her gastric bypass, they were handing out medication and there was no change over here. There was nothing else. And these people needed more. And so we shifted our entire company. We had gone through a recent merger and acquired a company called Patient Stream. And so we shifted to where we still do ads, we still do marketing, but now we help the clinics not only do sales, marketing, but also like, how do you create a system? How do you create fulfillment? How do you create follow-through that helps these people both get the medication they need, but also get them to create community, to create, psychological change, things like that. And it's just been so much more fulfilling to watch these people come through this program now and transform. And so I know that was a long story, but I felt like it was important to tie in like my background is not just as a marketer. I don't want to just help you make money. I truly am passionate about what this drug could do because my mom could have skipped an entire surgery. She could have, had an entire different experience but no one really cared. And so for everyone listening, if you're a provider, please care. And if you are not a provider, go find one that will listen to you and give a damn, because it's all the difference in the world.
So much to unpack there, but so consistent with why we started this podcast. And if you've listened, so many of the narratives that Justin just showed are exactly why I started, why my wife and I started this journey, because we wanted a lifestyle change where instead of intermittent fasting, and even just this morning on the news, there's some research coming out now that intermittent fasting might not be as good of an idea as it was. I didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to have a healthy breakfast, yogurt, fruit, little granola, small, but good enough to get some fuel in my body so my brain works. Then a healthy lunch, usually salad with some meat, some protein, and then a smart dinner where I can splurge a little bit or split something with my wife. And if I can accomplish that, which I'm 2 weeks post-injection journey after 7 months, I lost 38 pounds. I'm still on that track because that was my goal. You mentioned the cabbage soup diet. How awful is that? But guess what? My wife and I did all those binge diets too. And guess what we do when we want to hit a plateau, or when we've hit a plateau and we want to kickstart? My wife makes an amazing cabbage soup. She throws a little ground turkey or something in there for 2 days. We eat it for at least one, if not two meals a day. And guess what? We're back on track. So there's things we learned along the way. But I love, Justin, what you said, which is, while this may be personal to you, even what you were describing, the language of being in a gym, and my first thought was, yeah, that's like when I go to a trainer and he's talking to, like, at a trainer level, and I'm like, so should I just do 10 reps or 15? You know, and 20 minutes after he's explaining what happened, I still don't know if it's 10 or 15. And what you described in sales terms would be a sales funnel that you help people describe. But I loved how you didn't ever use that word. You just said, look, we're helping that term. We're helping these med spas help you, because like your mother, bless her heart, and it's such a personal story to you, and thanks for sharing it. I don't want to become an expert on it. I just want to know enough to change my lifestyle for the long term, for all the reasons you shared. So thanks for sharing that.
Oh, and
thanks for bringing up the cabbage soup diet, one of the many binge diets that we've all tried and we know doesn't work. So tell me about, I went to a med spa in Brea, California. They have one in your hometown of Whittier. They have a couple where you live now in Arizona. And went in for my initial, got approved, started semaglutide. And then every week just went. I wasn't even there 3 minutes some days. I'd weigh in, I'd get jabbed in the rear end, or once in a while she'd mix it up into the stomach. Do you have any opinion on whether or not mixing up where your shot goes, if it helps? I've heard of people when they've lost all their weight, they're like, I need it in my inner thigh. I have some extra skin there. Like, is that a real thing in your estimation?
So I got to be very careful. I am not a provider. That's one thing I always
tell people. I'm not a doctor.
But I'm around enough. So one of the things that we find that works really, really well for our clinics, and this just creates more value, is if you're doing semaglutide, I mean, from the most of the research I've seen, it's in the gut tends to be the most effective. But a lot of the clinics that we work with will build in a package of doing a lipo-C or a mix shot into this. And so the mix shot has a little more, if I understand correctly, has a little more component to help break down some fat in areas. So personally, like, I've done TRT therapy in the past. I don't like getting shot in the same spot all the time because it just starts getting tender. But I do like the idea of having, you know, additional modalities and treatments to kind of supplement what the semaglutide is doing. But I don't know about the location specific, but I have some friends I could ask, because I have some really smart people in the industry I talk to all the time.
So again, neither of us are medical doctors, just to clarify that, but we both are very familiar because we're around it, and I've been around it 7 months and have interviewed so many people. So just to clarify that. But Justin, I think it's interesting that you are coaching the people that in a sense are coaching us, because there's a medical assistant at my clinic who I've been begging to come on the show, but I think she's just a little afraid of the microphone. But I just keep telling her, you will be the best guest I've ever had, because you deal with 30 people a day that are going through this struggle. They have all these weird quirks about jab me here, or jab me there, or I'm up or I'm down, or should I go on, should I go off? You're the guy that coaches her in every office that you work with. Tell us what it is, the mindset that you're coaching these folks to keep us engaged.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a loaded question. So just like on our program, we have calls throughout the week where we'll do front desk calls. We do consultative or sales calls, but we also are big on the fulfillment piece. And I think the thing is, if you're this person, this MA, you might see 30 patients a day, but they only see one of you. If you can make that experience, that 3 minutes to 5 minutes, and I'd encourage you guys to try to make it a little bit longer, a little more integrative. If you can make that experience something like one or two, and there's a relationship, they feel connection, they feel supported by you, they're never going anywhere. Even when I had my gyms, I had multiple clients that never lost a pound, but they never left because they felt cared for. And I think that's the missing piece that so many people bridge from traditional medical into this cash pay space, is it's just, they want to make it transactional, and it's not. It's a relationship. Like you said, you know this MA, she knows you. It needs to feel that way. It needs to be community. It needs to be cheers wherever.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
And saying norm when you walk in, like that's the trick to really making the lifetime values of your patients and customers go way higher.
So do you have one story in particular that somebody shared with you? I'm sure you get one a week, if not more, where somebody goes, man, I had the craziest thing happen and it threw me for a loop with a client, or we lost a client that we thought for sure was totally engaged. Can you just share with us a story that, you know, just sticks on the top of your mind that was just kind of something that even maybe caught you off guard on one of your clinics dealing with clients?
I mean, I think I've had some crazy ones. I had a client that she had a patient coming in that was doing a 5 ml dose of semaglutide. And I don't know how she found out, but this patient had gone to two clinics and was doing double dosing from two different clinics because she wanted to make sure she got faster results, and she knew the clinic wouldn't give her a double dose. That one was pretty fun for me. I can't imagine how terrible you'd feel on a double dose of semaglutide, but you know, everyone's out there thinking they're going to game the system.
And that's not a shock, honestly, when you know how obsessive people become about weight loss and how they look. And I know like my daughter has her 21st birthday coming up soon. And especially for women, they just want to look so good for different events and things. So I'm not shocked to hear that somebody tried to game the system, but that's certainly not healthy, folks, and we wouldn't recommend it. There's a reason that the first step when we shared with you the four steps to start your journey was to consult a doctor, and preferably your doctor, not even the doctor for hire that you meet on Instagram or respectfully, even at the clinics, which most often are not MDs or NPs or MAs, PAs, whatever they might be. In all respect to them, that's what I do for a living. I work with them, but it's best to go to your doctor. In fact, I'm interviewing a doctor later today, and the first thing I said to her was, I'm going to ask you what you would tell one of your clients who's considering going on the injections. And that's the first stop, because your doctor knows you best. So in most of the clinics you work with, can you explain to folks the process if they just signed up and did a phone or a telehealth consult, or even came in person and they were exploring going on their Ozempic, semaglutide, tirzepatide journey, Zepbound now, of course, is the new one. What are the steps that most of your clinics go through? Because I know in most of them, I'm sure it's pretty quick. Within 20 minutes, you're getting jabbed if things go well, right?
So, I mean, personally, and just being fully transparent, our big coaching for our clients is we don't want them to be just the medication. We want to make it a comprehensive program. So we really coach them for that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as you were speaking earlier, my one thought process was, whoever's giving you the medication, if they didn't take the time to ask you about your goals, and not just, I want to lose 30 pounds, but why is it your goal? What's going on? What's the motivation for behind that? If they didn't take the time to ask you, what have you done in the past? That's huge. That's no different than if I had an infection and I was taking antibiotics and the doctor was like, let me just give you something different, and didn't ask the other medications I'm on. That's a disservice. And so I'd really say, spend the time to find a provider that listens to you, that's going to take care of you, because there is going to be things that happen on this journey. I mean, I don't know where you're at, but sometimes dosages stop working. You may need to switch medications. And if your provider only spent 3 minutes in the beginning, they're not going to give you the time of day at the end. I'm just going to be really honest with you. And so I'd really find the person that you feel comfortable with, that has heard you, listened to you, understands the full picture of what this includes, and then takes you on to the next spot. And so that normally takes about 15, 20 minutes just to do the consult. Depending on the state, sometimes there's labs and then they move forward. But I would really just ask yourself, do I like this person? Do I feel listened to? Do I feel heard? And there's tons of studies in medicine where the more you trust the person in front of you, the better results you get, regardless of the actual modality and treatment.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I actually went to another clinic before I started at the Brea Medical Weight Loss Clinic, where my wife and I went for 7 months. And their nurse practitioner seemed very unengaged, like just there to check a box. And after she said, you have thyroid issues, what's your body fat, blah, 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 blah. It was just kind of like, oh, so do you want to do semaglutide? It's $300 a month. Or do you want to do this older program, which is $150? And literally my response was this: you mean the older program that doesn't work, or the $300 version, which is now the miracle weight loss injection revolution that I have been studying for 2 years, long before anybody ever heard the term Ozempic face? I was reading about it and talking to my doctor about it because it seemed scientific. And I remember not going to that clinic for the exact reason you said. My quote unquote expert, who's filling in for what should be a physician in many cases, seems unengaged and doesn't care. And when you listen to our other episodes, we came up with four steps to start your journey. Number one, we already shared, consult a doctor. Number two, have a plan. You got to have a weight loss plan, because a meal plan, because this doesn't do anything but tell your brain you're not hungry. It doesn't burn fat, right? Number three, have a tracker that can help you track if you're not very good at that. And so all of those things were the things that were going through my mind. And I love what you said about, man, if they're not asking you about your goals, you're in the wrong place, because this isn't just jab me and I'll show up next week 3 pounds lighter. It's jab me and now it's on me to have a meal plan, eat smart, be disciplined. And most importantly, and I think this whole episode's been about this, prepare for a long-term lifestyle change, whether you're going to stay on the shots or not, because I was committed to going off and I'm 2 weeks off and I'm actually lighter and I've started weightlifting again. So I'm really encouraged by that. Can you share with us what you're hearing and what you're getting back just in our last few minutes here from your clinics about, are people staying on the injections for the long term? Are they recommending? I was shocked to hear a Cleveland Clinic dietitian I interviewed say, I'm telling my clients to stay on it forever. I went, whoa, that was back in January. I hadn't heard this. So are you hearing the same? And what are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, so it's interesting, because as I did the research when it first came out, they were saying initially, you know, no more than 3 months or 6 months. And now we're seeing these micro doses and longer terms. I will say, to your point, one of the things we tell our clinics is, if you can start helping your patients with nutrition, if you can start helping them create habits of coming in, doing a weigh-in, creating that system, and maybe there's some exercise and some basic guidance, they'll stick around with you forever. Maybe it's a $50 a month accountability membership. But what we're seeing now is our clients are doing semaglutide on a maintenance dose. Some are doing that. Some are just keeping the people on, and maybe they'll do an IV once a month or something, but they keep attached, because being transparent, like, guys, if I pay for something, I pay attention. And a lot of the patients that you're talking to in this podcast, half of the reason semaglutide worked is you paid money for it. There was a sacrifice. You're not going to waste it. Yeah. So maybe you don't need the medication, but it might be worth paying somebody, your clinic or someone else, for that accountability, for that structure to stay in it, because you don't want to waste all the money of it on. So that's something we really encourage our clinics to do, is to provide some sort of continuation program. I have to be very careful on what I say on the medication side. But I do would encourage, again, to keep that accountability and structure after you're done with your medication, because it does help, makes it all the difference in the world.
You know, you bring up a really good point, because my dad, bless his heart, he is creeping up into his late 70s, but he's a good 100 pounds overweight. I think he'd be the first to admit that. So sorry, Dad, for sharing it publicly. But, you know, I said to him a few months ago when I started dropping, and my wife's lost more than 50 pounds, even though she looked great to start with, I said to him, Dad, if you could pay $2,000 right now and lose 100 pounds, would you do it? And he hesitated. He goes, I would if it was a guarantee. And I said, well, this is scientific. The guarantee is literally just up to you. And there's really two things when money is involved. For me, it was that easy. I did 7 months and I didn't want to keep paying, but also because of my health. So there is that price tag that's a motivator. But also, if you look at it like that, Can I pay $1,000 and lose 25 pounds? Yes, you can on these miracle weight loss injections, but you got to follow the steps. You got to do the things Justin's sharing, listen to some of our episodes that give you some tips. But it's really, I believe, that simple in most cases. There are exceptions, as you know. Some people really struggle even on the injections, and some people go off and have to get right back on. But folks, this is why we have this podcast, so you can get just different perspectives from a ton of different people who are just living in the world of the weight loss injection revolution. By the way, we're going to have a link in the show notes, whether you're a med spa or a marketer, or even just somebody who's interested in going to a med spa, go ahead and click on that link, and Justin's team's going to get you right to where you need to go, to somebody that they trust and believe in, all over the country, right? Justin, you guys are
representing. Yeah, I think we might even have some nation international too.
Cool. Yeah, I hear there's a lot going on up in Canada. I've seen some stuff on the weight loss revolution there too. So, hey, Justin, just to wrap up, this has been great. One of my favorite interviews to date, because just a different perspective, and kind of like me, not a quote unquote expert, but an expert just in the fact that you're around it so much. Can you share with us one of your favorite, like, go-to meals, healthy meal, maybe 300 calories or under? That's kind of how we always end our episodes.
Oh man, I could do a whole podcast on this. For your clients, you mentioned breakfast earlier. One of my go-tos is called blueberry fluff, and it's just frozen blueberries, some cottage cheese, which sounds terrible. You put it in an immersion blender in a cup, and you're good to go with a high protein blueberry, you know, kind of sorbet kind of type of thing.
I hadn't thought of that. I like it. You blend it.
Yep. Blend it all. It just comes all fluffy. And some, I didn't mention vanilla protein powder, a little scoop of vanilla protein.
I was going to say,
there you go.
Blueberry fluff. I'm going to have to try that. Hey, Justin, this has been great. Thanks so much. Can you share your website with folks if they're interested in learning
more? It's just mypatientstream.com. So mypatientstream.com.
All right. So check out either mypatientstream.com, or if you want to get hooked up by Justin's team, just go to that link in our show notes. Justin, thank you so much for joining the show. It's been a great interview on the Weight Loss Injection Revolution podcast. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.